You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
I'm Mark Harmon from CHGO Bears.
And I'm Mario Tarabassi from CHGO Blackhawks.
This is a rare opportunity, and this is a tavern style where we're going to talk about Patrick Mahomes and my favorite topic, Michael Jeffrey Jordan. Love is in the air at Salerno's on tap. Treat your special someone to an unforgettable dining experience. Today through Valentine's Day, indulge in their heart-shaped pizzas. Reserve your table today or order for carryout or delivery. Call 312-666-3444. 312-666-3444. Thank you to our friends at Salerno's. All right, Mario. Patrick Mahomes wins it again, back-to-back, three Super Bowls. The guy's unbelievable. What do you think? Can he pass MJ?
I mean, there's an essence of Michael Jordan that I don't think can ever be touched. There's this echelon in sports that only a few guys have ever reached, where you go across the globe and you're just recognized instantly. And it doesn't necessarily have to be for, you know, anything you do on the field, on the court, anything like that. It's just the cultural global presence. And I think when you talk about Michael Jordan, it's just, you could go anywhere in the world and someone can point at him and say, that's Michael Jordan. I know him from basketball. I know him from shoes. I know him from media. Like it's all over the place. A guy like Mike Tyson was in that realm as well. Still is. Patrick Mahomes, he is on a trajectory that, like, we only have seen from a quarterback, like with Tom Brady, right? As far as on-field success with multiple MVPs, multiple Super Bowls, he's turning 29 before next season starts. Like, he's on a great path. But I think to reach that level of stardom that, like, Michael Jordan was on, it takes something real special. And I don't know if the modern generation of sports can lend itself to that, because it was much different in the 80s and 90s than it is today.
So I'm extremely biased. I was 11 years old in 1984. I went to Jordan's first playoff game. I remember everything about the entire career. I rooted for him as a Wizard. So yeah. I have a biased take, and I think we all do, by the way. Own your biases in life. But look, Michael, he is, I think one of my favorite ways that people put it, he is the Michael Jordan of. Like, you're the Michael Jordan of Blackhawks podcasting. Damn it, forget your teammates over there. Like, Lawrence is the Michael Jordan of producers, damn it.
Thank you.
Then you're welcome. So the Michael Jordan of. Can Patrick Mahomes become the Michael Jordan of the NFL? Can he be the face of football? Can he move the NFL into corners of the world where it has never been before? Can he win at a Jordan-esque level, which he's already doing? He's got three. Mike had six. It took Mike 7 years to get there. Patrick is three ahead of him at this point. So I think it's possible on the winning side. Look, Brady passed Mike. I would never say that Brady is a better icon or even athlete. I also think, like, the position he plays, like a basketball player, to me, maybe this is another bias, but I mean, you're flying through the air, you're the speed, the agility, all of it. Like, to me, that's different than playing quarterback. Mm-hmm. Whereas, like, you know, if you watched yesterday, it's incredible what they do, but it's not like on an athletic level to what I would say a basketball player is doing out there. Or even, by the way, I don't think hockey players get enough credit for the insane athletes that they are doing what they do on on the ice. So my answer is, for all of Jordan, no. But I do think he can pass him on the winning side, mm-hmm. because it took forever for the guy that just got booed at the United Center to put a team around Mike. So when he finally got a perennial all-star to play with in Scotty, they never lost. Mm-hmm. But it took him 7 years to find that dude, to get Scotty up, to rise him from where he was as an 8-point-a-game scorer to the all-star Hall of Famer that he became. And Patrick Mahomes has had Andy Reid. He's got Travis Kelce. He got to play with Tyreek Hill, and he's good enough to rise everybody else up around. So I do think he can very much pass him as far as championships go, but not the whole package.
Yeah, I think when you look at even just last night, talking about, you know, winning the Super Bowl and everything back to back and all that, he was just like, yeah, we're going to enjoy it tonight, but next season starts tomorrow. Like, that's the kind of Michael right. Jordan-esque mentality that a lot of athletes. Some of them are just built differently and they have that. And some, you know, are a little bit more content. He seems like the kind of guy that already the amount of success he has had could easily be like, well, I've done everything. What else? You know, I'm just going to kind of make sure I don't have a debilitating injury in the next few years and just kind of coast. Like, no, he's still going for it. He's still got that drive every day that, you know, he wants to be a champion. He wants to have, you know, the feather in his cap of being like, well, 3 Super Bowls in a row. No team's ever done that. We're going to be able to do that.
Right. And who's betting against? Who did you pick yesterday?
I had the Chiefs.
And why did you do that?
Because it's hard to bet against a right. team that has been there 4 times in 6 years and has been to, what was it, 6 or 7 straight championship games. Like, that is a team that knows how to win and knows what to do when they get on that stage.
So everybody at CHGO Bears picked the Chiefs, and I'm listening on the radio. Everyone's picking the Chiefs in town. And the entire reason, there was no deep dive on it. Why are you picking Kansas City? Because of Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm. you're, I'm not betting against Mahomes. It was the same thing during the 90s, man. You think the Bulls are going to win it again next year? I remember people that, yeah, I think they're winning it again next year because they're going to have MJ. And I'm not betting against MJ. I didn't even bet against the 17-game season when he came back. I was stunned that they didn't win that year. But he wasn't him. He wasn't MJ quite at right. that point because his body had changed and all that. But look, that's the reason that people gave for Patrick. And then he comes through mm-hmm. like he did. I mean, it is... He's like Jordan Light for me. But it's still... but he's football Jordan. How's that? I'll say that's a little nicer.
Yeah, I think he's getting to that point where, you know, he's been on the cover of Madden. Like, and as far as like the athletic things that he can do that to stand out, there have been a number of times where, you know, he's making the diving throw or the no look cross body cross the field kind of throw. So he does some of those things that make him special. But yeah, I mean, it'll take some time, but I think culturally. In the NFL, if he gets to that point where, you know, he is the one that people tune in to see anything else happen besides football, like, I think that's going to put him on a different level.
Yeah, and, you know, to the on-field stuff as we wrap this up, look, I mean, Mike changed how people wore their shorts. Mike changed how people would, you know... stick their tongue out and dunk the basketball. Kobe mimicked it, but they all did it. And I think people are going to try to copy the way you play quarterback doing what Patrick does versus the guy that's, you know, statue in the pocket and trying to do all that. There's going to be a ton of dudes who come up and are going to try to do what he's doing. So, and he's 29 and he's got 3 Super Bowls and he's never been ousted from the playoffs before the AFC Championship game. It's all insane, but I think we're in agreement here. There's only one Mike.
Agreed.
Forever and always. Thanks for watching Tavern Style, brought to you by Salerno's MJ. City like the mayor.